Greetings in Jesus' name. We are the Mose Marbran Swartz family. It's a privilege to be here again this morning. So think of Deuteronomy 4:10. It says in that verse, it says, "Gather me the people together." He has done that this morning. In that particular context, Moses is saying, is urging the people to obedience. He's telling them to remember the times of old. Remember the days gone by when God told me to gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. And he has done that this weekend. He has called us together that we may hear his words, that we may learn of him, that we may fear him. Not necessarily to be afraid of him, but to reverence him with awe and respect. So we have some scripture verses that we're going to sing. We have some verses the children are going to share. We have some poems that we're going to share. So Lord willing, we won't stretch this out too long. But we'll start out with that verse in Deuteronomy 4:10. Which says, "Gather me the people together."
Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they shall learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth."
Isaiah 45:22. "Look unto me and be saved, holy and holy, for in God there is none else." Hebrews 10:19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having the high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, and having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, and exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching."
First Peter chapter 1:1-10. "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, to sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, and not for a season, if need be, you are in heaven through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith might be much more precious than gold that perisheth, that it be tried with fire might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently and prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Amen. John 3:7. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Amen. We have another song which is called Broken Pieces. And this song just recently came into our home, so to speak, concerning a children's ministry. And we've seen in one of the newspapers that, or one of the ads or whatever we got in the newspaper, and had a statement in there that I was very much surprised. And it says about, you know, in this world we have, in this time the immorality level is skyrocketing. You know, we have a bunch of broken homes, even in our midst, and we may not realize it, but there's more than I thought there was. Even in this community, even in Adams County, there's, in the last 5 years, there's more children born to unmarried people, to unmarried women, than there is to married women. So that means there's a lot of broken homes. There are a lot of homes that do not have an established mother and father. And that was astonishing to me. So with that, we'll sing Broken Pieces.
All across this nation, homes are falling, and daily the number increases. But the one who suffer the most aren't the mothers and the fathers. The children are the broken pieces. The children are the broken pieces. When a home falls apart, the children are the broken pieces.
Who's gonna mend their tender hearts?
And when a nation is filled with broken pieces, it's so hard to build among their ruins. We mothers and we fathers, if we will not stay together, our children pay the price for what we're doing. The children are the broken pieces. When a home falls apart, the children are the broken pieces. Who's gonna mend their tender hearts? God sent His Son to the earth to bind up all the broken pieces. He liberates the captives and heals the brokenhearted. He promised to give beauty for the ashes. Jesus heals those broken pieces. When your heart's torn apart, let Jesus heal those broken pieces. He promised to give beauty for the ashes.
Without excuse. When you think of all the people that we have upon this earth who have never heard the gospel of the Savior or His birth, kind of makes you stop and wonder how a thing like that could be when we've got so many Christians. Boy, it sure does puzzle me. While we may have had excuses in the days of long ago when the people had no money and when travel was so slow, but today with jets to take us, and when money is so free, seems to be the loss of vision, or it's just complacency. Take the time and all the money that is spent to preach the word to the same old crowd of sinners who a thousand times have heard, while the lost in heathen darkness who suffer rave and rant still have never heard the gospel, and to idols pray and chant. We may do a lot of talking how we love and serve the Lord and how much we love the sinner who has never heard the word. Now, I may have good intentions, yet the truth we can't deny. While we live in need of nothing, those without the Lord still die.
Hark the voice of Jesus calling. He will go and work today. Fields are white, the harvest waiting. He will bear the seeds away. Loud and long the Master calleth. Rich reward he offers free. He will answer gladly, saying, Here am I, Lord, send me. If you cannot cross the ocean and the heathen lands explored, you can help the heathen nearing. You can help them at your door. If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. While the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you, you let none hear you idly saying, There is nothing I can do. Gladly take the task he gives you. Let his work be your pleasure. Your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calls. Here am I, O Lord, send me.
My life, my all. Comfy and cozy in my house so sweet. Couches and tables tidy and neat. Brand new floor, the best one can buy. Plush rich carpets to step on and sigh. A bedroom for each of the members so dear. Nice warm quilts, the cold I shan't fear. Beautiful music fills each lovely room. Central vacuum, no need for a broom. Windows that tilt, so easy to clean. Garage for my car, what more do I need? Oh, I cannot forget the beautiful lawn, white picket fence, flowers and all. Swings for the children, a glider for me. But Lord, what is this? Oh, what do I see? Is that a home there on that hill? It is only a plywood, no window or sill. He takes me inside. What's this on the floor? No beautiful carpet, but dirt door to door. One room is this home for all members inside, who all sleep together when evening draws nigh. No beautiful music, blankets or beds, no quilts or soft pillows to lay weary heads. No need for a vacuum, a palm branch will do to tidy the floor, it serves as a broom. No dirty windows that tilt in for ease, this home has no need for any of these. Oh Lord, their backyard has no lush grass for the children to play on for time to pass. The swing is a vine from a nearby tree. No pretty flowers, oh, how can it be? While I sit in comfort, life filled with ease, they daily struggle for food to appease. While I fill my head with your precious word, their hearts remain darkened, for they haven't yet heard. Of the hope-filled life only Jesus can give, of the blessed news a Savior for them lives. Oh, Lord, tell me what? What shall I do? For surely they must be told all about you. I give you my life and luxuries and all. I give you my family, whatever the call. I give you whatever you will ask of me, so all these captive souls can truly be set free.
Except a corn of wheat die. I seem to walk with the eye of my mind through a field of sun-ripened grain, rippling its weight in the cool evening breeze as I pondered a death life of pain. I bent to retrieve a single full stalk of that richly nourishing wheat, and thought as I gazed at the fruit in my hands of the life made by death complete. Before there was fruit, before there was life, a kernel of wheat had to die, and from that surrender, life sprang upward, a promise of fruit multiplied. I lifted my tear-filled eyes to the sky and whispered, My Lord, can it be that fruit of a life consumed by your love is found but in death's victory? He turned to me, oh, the love on his face, as the whispers in accents so low, My child, the fruit you are longing for is found in death's chilling woe. One kernel of wheat falls into the ground. Its death gives way to new life. Even so, as you die to willful desires, life springs from death's sacrifice. Your agenda, your will, your purpose in life, the visions and dream of your soul must fall on the ground of a surrenderer's soil should abundant fruit be your goal. I put in the center of each corn of wheat the prospect of life-giving fruit. And oh, how I thrill when through death its increase is made plain in Christ-filled pursuit. Awed at the marvelous ways of my God, glad that His ways exceed mine, I turn my tear-stained face toward His voice and whisper, "My Lord, let me die." Death to myself, death to my dreams, yes, death to the things I hold dear. Oh, give me but death that the fruit you deserve may in turn thy great name revere. My Lord, take this fruit, sprung from death unto life, and grind it into finest of meal. Make bread for the hungry to feast and be filled. Broken bread, thus death's final seal.
Lord, I've been too busy. I've been pushing you aside, and I've
had the cares
of daisies. I put out the fire that once burned bright. I see how small my world's been, with no room for others' needs. But Lord, it's my desire to do your will and go where Spirit leads. Pour your Spirit through me so I can make you known. Remove all traces of my will and fill them with your own, to bring your light to those in darkness. This is my heart's desire, so use my life as kindling to set the world on fire. As I look around me, hurting people everywhere who are searching for the answers to the problems and the law they bear, their hearts are filled with darkness, searching for the faintest glow. So with your guidance, Lord, I'll bring them to a God that they can know. Pour your Spirit through me so I can make you known. Remove all traces of my will and fill them with your own, to bring your light to those in darkness. This is my heart's desire, so use my life as kindling to set the world on fire. So use my life as kindling to set the world on fire.
You have some quotes here from different men and women that we'd like to share with you. One of them I came across, the title of it is called Resurrection Running. And it really blessed me to see this in Scripture. It takes the verses of Matthew 28, 6 and 7, is where the angel, when the women came to where Jesus was laying, where they thought he was laying, where he was laid. And there's an angel that said to them, "Come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen." There's a salvation and a missionary message in what the angel of the Lord said to those women, Edwin S. Johnson said this, one of the greatest missionary texts in all the Bible is found in the words of the angel on that first resurrection morn. Four little monosyllables summarize the program and plan of the Lord to reach people with the gospel. Meditate on those four words. Come, see, go, and tell. Where could more complete summary be found? How could it be more simply stated? Here is a salvation message and a missionary text all combined. Our resurrected Lord is building His church and will soon come again. This truth should make us want to run to tell good news to others. If the resurrection doesn't excite and motivate us, perhaps we have not yet fully appreciated its reality and power. By H.G.B. Here's a little poem on the bottom of it. It says, may every face be bright with smiles and let no heart be sad. We come with the messages of hope. Christ arose. Let us be glad.
One of the world's worst tragedies is that we allow our hearts to shrink until there is room in them for little besides ourselves. A.W. Tozer.
Joseph's son, there is nothing more dangerous on this planet than people that are not afraid of dying. And we can see that in this life. We think of the radical Muslims. They're not afraid of dying. They'll do anything. But we as Christians have the opportunity to do the same. Are we afraid of dying? The father of the Presbyterian missions of the South Seas, Mr. John Getty, on a tablet in a large church seating 1,000 people, this inscription was placed in memory of John Getty. When he landed in 1848, there were no Christians. When he left in 1872, there were no heathen.
You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. By Amy Carmichael.
Catch the vision.
Catch the vision of a banner lifted high and raising hope. Two blood-spattered, weary soldiers who have felt the bruising stroke.
Catch the vision of a healing for the heart contrite with sin. Bringing beauty for the ashes. Bringing peace amidst the din.
Catch the vision of a captive bursting forth from prison's door to announce the great deliverance to the hurting, to the poor.
Catch the vision of the blinded, praises from his lips streaming. He has seen God's mighty kingdom. He's like a man a-dreaming.
Catch the vision of Jerusalem, glorious city on a hill, a lamp burning with great brightness, motivated by his will.
Catch the vision of the holy, no desire but to please him. Left behind the temporary, all earth's notions, every whim.
Catch the vision of a pilgrim, blazing trails, eyes on the goal. He is mocked, he is so battered, but he has grace, bless his soul.
Catch the vision of a meeting, of a king, and of a bride. Expectations surge within her, for eternity, by his side. Next scripture verse is Luke 19:10. I believe it's the heart of God. It's why Jesus Christ came to this sin-cursed earth, is to seek and to save that which was lost. And we'll close with this verse.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. eager to save that which was lost.
Thank you for listening. God bless you.